Last week, the Public Service Commission approved the price of fees for opting out of smart meter usage for Florida Power and Light customers. The company has installed over 4.5 million smart meters in Florida homes since 2009. The PCS agrees that the meters save money for customers and the utility and would help the company monitor energy use more efficiently over time. But many customers prefer to stick with their analog meter and opt out of having a smart meter, citing health and privacy concerns. FPNL would have to send a meter reader out to their home every month, and for that service, they want to charge a fee. Commissioners approved a one-time fee of $95, $10 less than the company requested, and a monthly fee of $13, $3 less than the company requested. Venice resident Marilyn Martin found out she had a panel of 10 smart meters located right behind her bedroom in her apartment building's exterior. She says health and privacy issues are some of the main concerns customers have who want to opt out of the smart meters. She says the meters can especially affect those who are electrosensitive.
About 3% of the population is what's called electrosensitive. They are allergic to RF transmissions, okay, Wi-Fi, cell phones, and things. It makes them sick, nausea, headaches. Some have all degrees. Some are, you know, just slightly, and some are just like with a food allergy, okay. So these transmitters, they're setting up what's called a neighborhood area network. And these are going to wirelessly transmit things to the next meter at the next house. So I got involved because I had 10 meters behind, and I said, I need to understand what this is. The privacy issue is they can tell they're going to be taking readings at such intervals, and the technology is there that they can tell the unique voltage signature. And these come from congressional research reports, not crazy people out there. This is from the government. So they can monitor what is going on in your house. So it's like surveillance. So that's the privacy issue that some people have with it. But there's also security. If it's wireless, it's hackable. So your house can be remotely surveilled, you know.
With these personal concerns comes the issue of public health and safety. Groups around the country have appealed against power companies' rights to install smart meters without customer knowledge. In response to public health concerns, the Maine Center for Disease Control submitted a report to the Public Utilities Commission in 2010 on smart meters and concluded that the meters do not prove to be a threat to public health. However, the report admits, quote, since many of the sources of radio frequency exposure have not been in common existence until modern times, there are likely to be uncertainties related to their health risks for years or decades to come. The report still encourages research into alternative energy monitoring methods, but Maine, like many states, has pushed smart meters over the last few years and has conceded to an opt-out option while approving opt-out fees. I asked Martin about her efforts to appeal to local governments.
Unfortunately, our commissioners, you know, they would not even listen to it. They said it's a contract between FPNL and the customer. But you got to remember, we pay a franchise tax. About 6-7% of our bill was paid to Sarasota County. So they're not getting involved. Unfortunately, they wouldn't listen. Other counties around Florida have issued resolutions, and so did Northport, the city of Northport, basically saying that the customer should have the right to opt out without a fee.
And Martin says that the smart meters initiative is not really about customers saving money over time.
And we have not seen the cost savings. In 2009, FPNL got it approved in the rate case. And then in the next rate case that was just settled, they came in and those savings disappeared. So this is not saving us money. In the long run, they're going to move you to time of use rates and they're going to charge you more to use your electricity during the day.
And it's really not a secret that electric companies want to create a global grid that would monitor electricity usage across the globe. Martin explained why.
It's all about changing electricity, so it becomes a commodity. And my experience, I'm a CPA. Okay, my experience is when you have a commodity, you have something where they can manipulate the amount and the pricing. Okay, but that's what it is. They want to eventually, long-term goal to 2030, but eventually they will have electricity just like your gas at your gas pump, where the rates are very volatile and you're competing. Intercontinental is between continents. They want to ship electricity over to China, you know, and sell it to the highest bidder. Well, we spent decades building these plants, and these are our plants, and we should keep them local.
So if you're on the postpone list, expect a letter telling you to enroll in the opt-out option. You will be charged a $95 one-time fee and a $13 monthly fee for not having a smart meter. These charges per FPNL will start around May 2014. Protests to the order must be filed within 21 days. But as Martin said, the problem is that most people don't even know that they already have a smart meter. For more information, visit the website of the Coalition for Health Against Smart Meters at microwavechasm.org.